before 10 o'clock, we're going to just segue over to the telephone and talk with Max Edison of the Defender Network. Good morning, Max. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. You know I'm not happy.
I know you're not happy, man. I know it. Max is not happy. Everybody's happy. Oh, no, nobody's happy. My heart, they got it wrong.
That's real cute, you know, Val, I have seen people lose their jobs behind less than this, so I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I don't
Well, I got three jobs. I got three jobs, so I'm not worried.
Well, I'm glad you work for yourself.
Now, good morning, Max.
How you doing?
Yeah, you're in Dallas this morning. I thought you were going to be in the studio this morning, but...
No, you know, I cover sports for a living, Jay. And the biggest sporting event going on in the United States right now is the Final Four. That's when the Final Four teams in college basketball all get together and play each other. They're playing each other up here in Dallas. Actually, technically speaking, they're playing in Arlington at the AT&T Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play. Mm-hmm. Now, if I had a lot of time like I was supposed to, I could tell you all about Aaron and Andrew Harrison, the twins from Fort Bend Travis, and Aaron hit the game-winning shot last night with 5 seconds left, but I don't really have a whole lot of time.
Just take all the time you want. You know,
we got a lot of time.
We got 4 minutes left.
Well, you just mentioned it, so obviously you have the time.
Take all the time you want. We got 4 minutes left.
Well, you know, if I have a lot of time, I can tell you how Fort Bend is being represented up here. And, of course, Fort Bend meaning the greater Houston area with the Harrison twins, Andrew and Aaron, putting in work for Kentucky, setting up the spotlight for the big championship game Monday at 8 o'clock between UConn, the surprising UConn Huskies, coached by Kevin Ollie, the only African-American coach still left in the Final Four, and Kentucky, which is going to be an outstanding game. But I don't have a whole lot of time, Val.
Sounds like it's time to take up a collection.
If I had enough time, I could tell you about the big rumor up here at the Final Four is that, you know, Texas Southern basketball coach Mike Davis, who led them to a conference tournament championship and a berth in the NCAA tournament, is rumored to be leaving TSU and heading to Jacksonville for a new position there.
But you don't have enough time to talk about
something else.
I'm trying to hurry on to the NFL draft. Earlier this week, Jadeveon Clowney, the outstanding defensive end / linebacker from South Carolina, had his pro day down in Columbia, put on a tremendous show. He could very easily be the number one draft pick of the Houston Texans coming up next month in the draft. Now, Jadeveon is about 6'6", about 265, 270 pounds, a tremendous athlete. He put on a great show down at his pro day. All of the Texan brain trust, the new coach Bill O'Brien, the new defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel, Uncle Rick Smith, the general manager, they were all present. And everybody was just truly, truly impressed with the athleticism that this guy possessed. So now the question will be, will the Texans take Jadeveon Clowney at number one, or will they elect to trade down, gather some additional draft picks, and look to rebuild this team that was 2-14 last year? But I don't have a lot of time.
Eugene is getting kind of pushy over there.
A lot of people still want Johnny Manziel.
And I can understand the connection. It's Texas A&M, Houston. So, yeah, I can understand the emotional connection.
He was at the game last night. People were flocking to him like he was Michael Jackson. I was going to talk to him, but I knew I wasn't going to have a lot of time.
Is it possible that he may also be coming to the Houston Texans team?
Yeah, a lot of people are just crazy about Johnny Manziel. Personally, I don't think he's a good fit for the Texans. But a lot of people, obviously, he's a kid from Texas A&M. Grew up in Kerrville, Texas, and obviously we need a quarterback in the worst way, but I don't know if it's going to be Johnny Manziel, but I can't really go into my explanations and reasons.
I know you don't have enough time. I understand.
We can do that in the green room after the program.
I, hang around. And the other thing, the Astros season has started. Now, I know a lot of people, as soon as I mention the Astros.
They're undefeated, aren't they?
No, they lost.
They're not undefeated, but things are starting.
They're 500.
They're a little bit under 500, but their best player has been in the hospital, Dexter Fowler, the brand-new center fielder who's an outstanding player. I think a lot of folks are going to enjoy him, but he had a stomach virus. And Jay, you know how it is when you get a stomach virus. And he has been in the hospital the last 2 days.
Well, he sounded off great.
Hopefully he'll play today. And when he plays, big things happen. He had a big series against the Yankees. He's an exciting young guy. He plays center field. He can really hit the ball. I'd like to really spend more time talking about Dexter.
Yes.
If I did that, I wouldn't have time to talk about Kevin Sampson, the new coach of the University of Houston.
Yes.
Now, you know, the Cougars have a brand-new coach, Kevin Sampson, formerly of Indiana, formerly of the University of Oklahoma, and most recently on the pitch with the Houston Rockets as their lead assistant coach. He's just taken a new head coaching job at the University of Houston, and that bodes well for all Cougar fans and alums that they can restart that program and get it back on the level that it was back in the 80s when they had Clyde, Hakeem,
Slamma Jamma.
Possibly not to that level, but at least get a little bit closer because we have so many local kids like the Harrison twins that are leaving our area, going someplace else and making those team stars. We should be able to have those same kids stay here, go to TSU or go to U of H and make those programs great again.
Absolutely. Well,
but I don't have time to go in all of that. I'm out of time, really. I'm sure I am.
Absolutely. You're right this time. Max Edison, how can folks reach you?
You can reach me on Twitter at It's Max Edison. I'm also on Facebook. And, of course, DefenderNetwork.com, the Houston Defender, America's leading black information source, and, of course, the number one black sports section in the nation. We'd love to have you check us out.
Okay, and bring us some souvenirs back from Dallas.
That's what happens. You run me out of time, and then you beg for souvenirs. My people. I hear you. I know Sherry Provost is begging in the background. I can just hear it. I can sense it in my spirit.
You can probably feel her rolling her eyes at you now.
I don't have time for that.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate you. Take Max Edison, Defender Network. Thank you so much.